Usually I don't get excited in Indiana Black Expo corporate celebration. Over 40 years, I've seen so many outstanding African-Americans being honored. But I am here with an Oscar winner. I'm here with an Emmy winner. And I'm here with somebody who's dedicating his life right now to erasism. And Lou Gossett Jr. is going to explain all that to me. Brother Gossett, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to Indianapolis and Expo.
It's a pleasure to be back here. You guys have grown a great deal.
Let me ask you about this passion in your life. I think you call it the last quadrant of your life called erasism. What is that, my brother?
Well, obviously, the number one thing on the front, I was just talking to Tanika, the same thing, and people in sports and politics. Racism is a dying thing. It's like a cancer to our society. And it's been there for generations on everyone's part. And we can't go any further, otherwise we will self-destruct if we pass it on from one generation to another. So it starts with me, but I want to create a center in which we teach our children how to create the society where that does not exist. For the benefit of all of us.
You have done so much in your career, in your life, the positive portrayals that you have played on screen and stage. Why in this phase of your life is it this giving back?
Well, it's a natural thing. It's the way we used to be. In my research, it's the way we were back before colonies in Africa. That's how we survived here in America, how we did it during, after slavery, how we stayed strong is by being taking better care of ourselves and one another. We did it through our churches and our community centers by and large. And we have survived in such a short amount of time to have the first African-American president. Now it's up to us to spread that compassion to the rest. But we're going to get rid of internal and external racism.
Like so many cities across the country, we're plagued right now with a rash of violence, a rash of foolishness. From your perspective, what can we do? Because I've got listeners that are just ready to throw up their hands and say nothing can be done.
Well, it's just like a child who's on a high chair in the kitchen with the food. If you don't pay attention to that child, that food's going to go on the floor. These kids have gone for a long time being taught nothing. You get what you get when you let them grow up. And we also now have babies having babies. So it's tripled. But there's going to be attrition. But if we start going in the direction of back again, of one generation being responsible for the next and passing it on the way we used to, then those will go away. But the core of those children who are only asking for some attention, pay attention to me. What can I get away with?
Now
we got to stop it.
I know the great work that you're doing. Are we going to see you on our little screen or a big screen anytime soon?
Once a week. I'm Halle Berry's father in X-Stance.
Oh, you're in X-Stance. So I need to go back on demand and check you out.
Well, you'll see my first episode will be a week from next week.
A week from next week.
Yeah, so we've started. So I play her father. And then next year, I did a thing that's a six-hour miniseries called The Book of Negroes.
Not The Book of Negro.
Yes, The Book of Negroes. Yeah.
This one I got to see.
Yeah, it's a six-hour miniseries at BEC.
Okay.
We started in South Africa and ended up in Nova Scotia.
Now, when you were working on the set of Extant with Halle Berry, was that during the time when she had that little production assistant who just happens to be related to somebody living in the White House?
I'll never tell.
Now, see, that is a quality brother.
And I'm not going to talk about that.
See, because if you did, some guys and little things in their earpiece would come looking for me.
Well, I might knock on the door and nobody will answer.
It is an honor and a privilege. I mean, you have done so many positive portrayals over the years in outstanding things. It's just an honor to see you and have you here in our city.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be back.
All right. Well,
God bless you.